Kilo, Echo 8, Lima, Alpha X-ray, mobile.
You're connected to CMN Network.
Kilo, Echo 8, Lima, Alpha X-ray, mobile.
Currently connected to CMN Network.
KDHJXL. KFAFGS, this is KFAFGS. Is this repeater in use?
Connected to CMN Network.
ADAFK. ADAFK, do you copy? KFAFGS. Negative copy. ADAFK, this is KFAFGS. QSY to 1465 P. KAB8RVP.
You're connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network.
ATC, monitor.
Currently connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network.
N8AJP, mobile.
Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network.
This is Kilo Foxtrot 8, Echo Tango, Quebec. Out of curiosity, how is my signal going up to the, I guess it's Mount Clemens repeater? And is it actually hitting one of the voters instead of the actual repeater itself?
Kilo Foxtrot 8, Echo Tango Quebec. This is Kilo Echo 8 Zulu Oscar Sierra. You're making it into the repeater just fine, but I'm currently mobile. Over.
Thank you, sir. I was kind of curious, because I didn't think that this radio was going to actually get into Mount Clemens. But I guess I'll have to figure that out later some other time.
Yeah, I would say that you're making it in full quieting. You sound really good, good signal, loud. I'm currently headed away from it. I just rounded the corner on to 94 from Hall Road, so I'm currently, you know, 4 or 5 miles from it now. But all the best to you, 73 from Kilo Echo 8 Zulu Oscar Sierra.
See you later. See you possibly at the ARPSG event if you're going there. Kilo Foxtrot 8 Echo Tango Quebec.
KF8 ATC. Modern. WAT.
Currently connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network.
KYNU, this is NAWCD. Good evening to you. Well, day number one, how did we do today? Hopefully things went smoothly.
As smooth as it's going to get, we were short-handed, so kind of plugged along as best we could.
That makes for a long day, yeah, definitely. It seems like when you're short-handed, that's when the calls really start piling up, and it's like, okay, who goes where, and, you know, you start really keeping people busy out there.
Yeah, we were busy, but that's right. You know what? We managed through it. Got three more, and then I'll have a couple days off. So we're heading in the right direction there.
That's it. Just one step at a time, and one day is down, and three to go. So like I say, then there's sounds like you got two off afterward there in your new schedule. So. Positive thing there.
Yeah. And then I got a new mobile I'm going to be installing here Monday or Tuesday.
I see. What kind of new mobile are you installing?
I ended up buying an Anytone, went with a DMR model, and so it's got UHF, VHF, and DMR.
Well, I'm sure that will do you well. Like I say, it gives you all modes of communication, like I say, 2 meters, 70 centimeter, the DMR side of it. Hey, can't beat that. I'm sure it was reasonable, and like you say, it'll do the job for you.
Yeah, for sure. I'm looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to getting it installed, and
up and running. So hopefully it'll work out well. I'm excited about it. I'm excited to actually have the DMR part of it in the car. So.
Yes, that will be a benefit to you there. Especially, I hear a lot of the group on the DMR side of things, and they say that instead of you having to have your other radio on or your handheld on, at least now you'll be able to have it in the car and monitor it that way as well.
Yeah, for sure. I'm looking forward to it. It's been worth the wait, and so now looking forward to getting it installed, programmed and installed, and up and running there. So how is your guys' day?
We're doing pretty good over here. Did a little bit of work on the radio today. Tried all the bands, tried P25 and tried Echo Link, and no takers today, but that's all right. There's always another time, and it always good works out, but we're hanging in there for a Thursday.
Yeah, glad you're able to get some radio time there. We'll have to reschedule our Simplex time. Never got to actually do that. So we'll have to schedule that time there to try out Simplex. See if I can reach you from the house.
NAWCB. I'm glad you said that, because I was like, ooh, I wonder if you're calling on the radio or something, or I missed something there. So yeah, we'll have to try it out. I'm more confident that you might be able to reach me than I reach you. But it's worth a try. You never know conditions and that. Who knows? But it's worth a go.
Okay, Yeah, for sure. You never know until you try and go from there. So give it a whirl and see what happens.
Yes, that's it. You never know until you try. And again, that's what it's all about, trial and error with ham radio. You try to improve your signal and communication skills and that, and so I'm looking forward to it. That should be pretty neat.
Yeah, definitely. So give it a try and see. So, did you guys follow the storms today?
A little bit, yeah. I was like, wow. I was gonna take a nap. I was kind of tired. It's like, man. Definitely getting the lightning strike reports, and I think, if I'm not mistaken, we might have had some light hail here for a few minutes. I want to say around 2:30 to 2:45-ish. Didn't last long, but it's like, man. This is something for February.
I wouldn't be surprised. I definitely wouldn't be surprised on that one. There were several places that reported hail and a couple good wind gusts. But I was following a little bit. Watched it go across, Indiana and come up, from the Ohio and. Yeah, there's a couple of cells that are kind of rough, but they ended up going into Canada. So it's like, well, all right, we're probably good.
Yeah, it kind of looked innocent enough there, maybe some heavy rain, but boy, it progressed. It's like, this is interesting. Well, keep an eye on that. And any time I hear thunder or lightning, especially over the Edison
corridor. It's like, you know, I get a little bit nervous. It's like I don't want any power outages this time of the year. So, it definitely heard some rumbles of thunder and got some rain and definitely a good pre-spring rainstorm here today.
Yeah, for sure, for sure. It was, seen some of the storms down in Indiana, they were pretty rough. I guess they had a tornado on the ground just a little bit before 5:30.
Yeah, I didn't get a location there in Indiana, but I had heard they were going to have some expected rough weather down there. It's been kind of interesting. Again, today, and then of course the system that came across last night as well. Just definitely, we're off to a good start.
Yeah. I guess we'll see how La Nina or El Nino falls. If El Nino occurs, we'll have less storms, or at least what they're saying. And if we maintain La Nina, we'll have more storms. So we'll see how it plays out.
And of course, I heard too, it's supposed to get colder next week, and I think we might get a chance for little light snow on Sunday, if I'm not mistaken. So just a little tease here with the weather, so to speak.
Yeah, maybe March will come in like a lion and it'll go out like a lamb, or at least that's what they say.
Yeah, that's about it. really. Yeah, the way the weather's going, I think it's probably going to be another one of those active years again. It seems like, but who knows? It's early, but get the predictions out and that, like you say, with the jet stream, it'll be interesting. NAWC.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. We'll keep an eye on it. We got Sky Warren class coming up here in March, so hoping to pack the room out.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. I've got to sign up. Got to get online there and sign up for it. Like I say, hope it'll be a good turnout. Be a good group. I don't, from what I was seeing, I don't think there are any virtuals. At least National Weather Service Detroit isn't doing any this year, so I guess it's all going to be in person, which is probably a good thing.
Yeah, there might be a couple of virtuals. Let me do some looking. But I can see if I can post them, because WPD was saying there's a way you can take it online still. Let me either do some looking, or I'll reach out to them and see if I can find some. I'm going to take mine in person. I want to try to get there and be there for, ARPSC in the county, and maybe do a little bit of recruiting. So.
Oh, I don't blame you. I don't blame you on that one. Like you say, it'll be good to see who responds and that, and how many comes. And, I think there was a couple of the clubs, too, in the area that amateur radio clubs that had posted to that their Skywarn class. So, yeah, make it some extras in there as well. And again, I think that's a good thing.
Yeah, definitely. I think the more the merrier, and we'll get people signed up, and like I said, hopefully get some new people for ARPSC as well.
Absolutely, yes. A good twofold purpose there. They get the class and some face-to-face contact, and like you say, a potential recruiting opportunity. So all three go together well, and it's a good event, and they always put on a good presentation. It's always very informative. You always learn something new every time, or kind of a refresher in that. And I think it's very beneficial.
Yeah, for sure, definitely. So, well, Dan, I am home. I'm here for the meeting, so I'm gonna head in, start getting things ready, and looking forward to a good meeting tonight. But appreciate you coming along and the conversation on the way over. Hopefully, you guys have a good night. And if you need anything, feel free to reach out.
Sounds like a plan. But thanks a lot for the ride along, and enjoyed the conversation tonight. Looking forward to talking to you tomorrow. Hope it's a good, productive meeting, and definitely be safe out there. And like I say, if you need anything, also let us know. But tell everyone hello when you get home, and wish you 73s and to you and the family, and we'll talk again soon. NAWCB will be clear on your mind.
W1BLU, Whiskey 1, Bravo Lima Uniform, on my way to the meeting as you guys spoke. And if somebody could tell me what side of the building I should park on, I'm not sure what entrance to go into, because this is the first time I'm here.
Oh, well, good evening. This is K8YNU, the EZ for Macomb County. You will want to park on the south side, so you'll want to park near, on the side where the bus depot is, and you'll enter the double doors. As soon as you enter the double doors on the south side of the building, you'll make a quick left, and the room that we meet in will be directly on your left.
Double doors, make a left, and the room will be on my left.
That's affirmed, sir. And if not, if you have any problems, feel free to reach out over the radio, and somebody can come out and bring you in. But looking forward to seeing you tonight.
I'm looking forward to it, too. I haven't been here a month. I need to get my roots planted. And, this is a good way. I wish it was sunny out, though. Man, I'm so sick and tired of this hour change. I hate it being this dark this early. But, in time.
Yeah, for sure. We're heading in the right direction, for sure. So, well, sir, I'm gonna hop off here and head inside, get what I need to get done for the meeting set up. But again, if you need anything, feel free to reach out to us. And my name's Dave, Delta Adam Victor Edward, and my call sign is Kilo Echo 8 Yankee November Uniform. And like I said, looking forward to seeing you tonight.
Roger that. I'm 6 minutes away, so I'll see you soon, Dave. Thanks for the help. W1BLU, I will be monitoring.
Sounds good. Not a problem at all. And for NAWCD, tell Mom we said hi. 73 to you. And this is KDYNU, clear the channel.
You're connected to CMN Network. K8 connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network.
KBSWR, Chester.
Currently connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network.
This is Alpha Delta.